This mascara, you can't find it. Everyone's bought it.
And you know what? Even to be honest with you, I tried to get it here. We actually can't get it here yet.
I knew you would have. I was waiting for you to come on today and say, I've got it, I've got it, I've got it.
Guys, welcome back. Two episodes in 1 week. We almost don't know ourselves. Like, I can't believe we've got two episodes in a week, but we are so excited. Whenever we get the chance, we want to be doing more episodes because we feel like they're actually a lot easier to do, and we don't know why we just haven't been doing them. But now that we've worked out how to do it ourselves, we're just like, hey, do you want to just record this? And so we just sit here and we record with our mics on like the bed.
Yeah, or,
like,
so wherever. Basically, guys, we're not in studio. We're actually, because obviously Roche is in Sydney, I'm in Melbourne. So it was getting too hard to get into a studio. So now we're just doing it from home. We've got our little podcast set up, and that's why you guys are going to hear from us more. We will be back with a vengeance. So get ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this week I want to talk about this, and I don't know what you think about this, but did you see the whole Jeffree Star Michaela thing? Are you like up to date with that?
Sorry, did I see it? TikTok is my life. I'm embarrassed to tell you how many hours I spend on TikTok. Embarrassed.
Dead. I think everyone can pretty much say the same thing. But guys, for anyone who hasn't been keeping up with it, so basically there's this TikToker called Michaela, right? She's come under fire this week because she's been accused of wearing false eyelashes. And I say accused because I don't feel like there has been anyone who's actually, I don't know if she's admitted to it. Has she admitted to it yet?
She hasn't admitted to it. Okay. But she's clearly wearing fake eyelashes in the, like, it's so clear.
Yeah, so she's wearing fake eyelashes at the end of a mascara video, and she's received a lot of backlash on social media.
Hang on a second. I feel like there's more to this, right? So she's got a new product. She's doing a product review on the new L'Oreal Telescopic Mascara 2.0. So she's doing the review and she does them live. So she's doing the mascara as she's talking to you. She's showing you, like, look how good it is. Stroke, stroke, stroke. It's amazing. And then all of a sudden the video cuts and the end comes on and she's just got like a whole fan of new lashes on. She's like, hold on, I'm going to do a second coat. And then the video cuts, so you don't see her doing the second coat. And then she comes back with like a whole fan of like strip lashes on. It's so fucking obvious, dude.
So then the next element of this story is like Jeffree Star, who's basically been in retirement for years. This video was so bad that it basically took Jeffree Star out of retirement. James Charles also got onto it. So there's been a heap of people who have now made comments about it. So basically, yes, that's what's happened. And TikTok has absolutely blown up about it. There's even videos now where people have posted old videos Michaela had posted where she explains how someone can put on strip lashes without people noticing. Have you seen that?
Yeah. So the whole reason why everyone's kind of lost their shit about this is because Michaela kind of prides herself on not being an influencer, in quotations. Like, she prides herself on being like really, really honest and straightforward. If you hear the way she speaks about products, she's just really like blasé. She swears. She buys a lot of the products herself and just does reviews on like really bougie, expensive products. If she doesn't like them, she'll say it's shit. If she likes it, she loves it. She'll tell you. I mean, she obviously does a lot of sponsored work as well.
But she sells this whole humble story, which is why whenever something happens and she gets stuck in a controversy, there are also diehard people who then say, no, like everyone's accusing her of this and it's not true. And then there's also a pool of people being like, no, it's so obvious. Like, are you guys blind? So this is now the second time she's been involved in a controversy. The last one was actually not that long ago. So I was really shocked that she's found herself in another one. Like, I'm like, surely you wouldn't want to mess around like now. Like, you would have experienced what it's like being caught in a scandal. What was it? It was like 2-3 months ago. It really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah. And the thing is like, I like her videos. I watch all her content. But like, this has left a bad taste in my mouth because she plays this humble bae, like, I would never lie to you guys. You know, I'm so honest. I'm so real. And then she did the full fake strip lash that she had previously made a video about other influencers saying how they're fake and how this is how easy they can fool you and how they do and say anything to sell a product. And then she's done it. The whole thing that she had a whole video dedicated to.
Yeah, I know. I really felt uncomfortable about it because saying you're an influencer is not a bad thing, but I feel like I understand the negative connotations attached to it because there's always people who really try to abuse their position, like something like that. Like there was no reason to lie, you know, like the mascara looked like it was a good mascara. Like it could have done a pretty good job as a mascara, but it was never going to create extra hairs. Like this has created a full lash. Like a mascara can never do that.
No, the mascara was good. It didn't need the fake eyelashes. It wasn't like a mascara that you're shitting yourself about the way she acted about it. But that's the whole point. That's why everyone's like pissed off. But also I think, yeah, there are influencers that give influencers a bad name, and then there are some that are awesome and they don't, and they have to cop it as well, because it's just, you know, the name of the game, really, I guess, in that industry. It just is. You just have to take it. There's no ifs or buts.
And, you know, with someone like her, like I feel like it's more obvious because, A, she's got a massive audience. Like she's, you know, she's huge on the internet. And then she also battles this whole idea because she sells the whole humble story. It's more obvious when she does something like this, like people will then go after her. But I actually don't think it's that uncommon with a lot of these, you know, bigger creators on TikTok, especially in the US, who are making a lot of these videos. There has been a number of times where other ones have been caught as well, but theirs just hasn't been as huge. Whereas my TikTok this week has been full of this.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's got 14 million followers and her video has 40 million views. 40 million views. That's
huge.
Double the number of the population of Australia. That's like,
yeah.
That's how many people have seen this video. So, hun, you're going to get caught out. If one person doesn't see it, one of the 40 million are going to see that you've got fake lashes on. Do better. I don't know. I thought it was really shitty of her. Now she hasn't come out and said anything.
The thing is, like, she also had the chance to admit to it because someone asked in the comments, like, I think it was a comment being girlfriend, did you just pop on some fake lashes like when the video cut? And she was like, no, L'Oreal would have never allowed us to do that. And it's like, no, just... you could have just said it there and it would have been fine, because in the video you don't claim that you're not wearing it. You know, you could say, yeah, I did it to complete the look.
She had time to rectify herself. She had so many opportunities in the comments to rectify herself and she didn't, And I think that's the difference between like a good influencer and then just like one of those quotation influencers, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like it's going to be really interesting to see what this does for her rep, because she's kind of lost people's trust now. Like the screenshot of her replying to the comments that, you know, accuse her of wearing fake eyelashes. Like she hasn't replied to other comments, but she's gone and actively commented back to those ones who have asked that question. And I feel like that kind of raises, you know, some form of a red flag. And that comment has been screenshot and, you know, posted on TikTok so many times. Like there's so many people who have also watched those videos. And then James Charles came out and he did a video about it. And I feel like a lot of the OG YouTubers have made comments about it now as well. And it's just, it's become this massive thing.
But they're all going to jump on for clout now. But my question is, right, to you guys listening, is what do you prefer? Would you prefer her to come out and just be like, yeah, I did put fake lashes on? Like, would you guys still reprimand her for that even though she is admitting to it? Like, would you still have something negative to say, or would you still have negative thoughts? Or do you think what she's doing, just ignoring it and moving on, is the better option? Like, what do you guys think, like, as people like watching it from the outside like us? Because my opinion would be, girl, just tell us that you've got the strip lashes on and move on. Like, we can see them. We know that they're there. You've used them. It's fine. It's okay. You know, you wanted to get a really nice lash. We get it. Just don't fucking lie to us.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like I personally would go for that answer. Like, I would go for the answer of just come out and say it. Like, just come out and say you're working with a brand and you really wanted to give them a good result and you thought that wearing lashes was fine. They told you, by the way, make sure you're not wearing any fake lashes. So now you feel like you're going to get in trouble after you posted the video. So, like, you know, there's just so many, I don't know, but like, I feel like she really needs to make it clear that she did use them, because it's so obvious now.
But is it too late now? Is it too late?
I don't know, but we haven't gotten any response about it at all.
She always does this, so she usually doesn't give a response straight away. And then, like, when she does come back and give a response, it's like the whole victim thing, like, poor me, like, you know?
Yeah. I don't even know if she'll admit to it, to be honest. I actually don't know if she'll admit to it.
Yeah.
I feel like she might even try to do like a look and show how lashes can achieve that look just by doing them live. But like, it won't be the same. It, seriously, you can't create hair.
What you said was perfect. She should have just come out and said, yeah, I just, you know, put a few extra little individuals on to finish the look. Done. Perfect. Done.
Done.
Cool.
You know, like, be honest about it. She should have actually said that on the comment, because if she said that, this would have never happened.
I also do feel kind of bad for her in a way that everyone and their dog and their neighbor has made a video about it and has called her out. Like, everyone, like, all right, we get it. I just think some of the TikTokers making videos about it, it's just like, it's stay in your lane. You don't even wear mascara. Stay in your lane. You don't even follow her. You don't, you know, use beauty products. We get it. But like,
yeah, look, clout chasers will always exist, right? And exactly. I feel like TikTok is really the place for them. Like, I feel like as soon as something gets big on TikTok, bam, 20 people are jumping on the same thing, or like creating a POV video, or like, you know, they're creating something just so that they can jump onto the clout. But in this one instance, I feel like people deserve a lot of truth. Like, I feel like if you're going to claim you're an honest influencer, go to the end of it, you know, like, don't sell it like other influencers aren't honest and you're this honest one that's always honest to your followers and you're doing everything and you're showing them all the results and whatnot, and then not be that person, but also try to badmouth other influencers. Like, I feel like that paints a picture about other influencers. And I feel like that's kind of why people are really offended by this, because it's like, it's not just the general community coming for her now. Everyone's coming for her because she sells this story as though she's the honest one and everyone else is a liar.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And you know what? There are a few others out there doing the same thing that I
exactly
have noticed. Like, I don't want to call out names and stuff now, but there are a few others out there that kind of do the same thing. And I just feel like you're not better than the next influencer. Like, I don't know what makes them think that they are. I think it's a lie that they tell themselves to make themselves feel better, but what they're trying to totally make themselves feel better from, I don't know. Like, we're not doing anything dishonest. Like, I am an influencer. I sell products and brands pay me to promote their product, and I don't see anything wrong with that. Like, I used to work at Mecca. I was paid to work at Mecca to greet customers and sell them product. I had to have product knowledge, and if people asked me which product I like, I would give them my opinion. Like, I don't know what's any different to what I'm doing now. Like, a brand pays me, I give the information. Like, I mean, I am in a position where I'm very lucky because I get to pick and choose the brands that I work with. So if I don't like a brand or I think a product's shit, I don't have to talk about it. Like, no amount of money is really going to make me talk about something I don't like at this stage. I'm just not accepting jobs and working with brands and talking about products I don't like if I don't like them, not because, you know, oh, I've got so much money, I don't need to take that job, but because it's just not worth it for me. It's not worth it. Like, if some people out there, they're more worried about, you know, making a big stack in their bank account as opposed to having a long-term kind of career doing this, then that's on them. If they think making a quick buck is more important to them, that's cool. I don't. I'd rather have longevity in this game because I actually love what I do than accept, you know, 20K to talk about a mascara that isn't that good. I don't like it. I don't wear it, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. Like, I don't see the value in saying what I'm telling you is the utmost truth and then what another influencer is going to tell you is a lie. Because I feel like, why are you trying to one-up someone else, you know? Like, I think at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter how much you're going to earn out of a post or what you're doing. Just remaining honest is key. And then doing that without having to put down someone else or discredit someone else. So if you're going to claim you're honest and someone else isn't, what you're doing then is just making someone else look bad unnecessarily when you don't actually know. Like, that person could be completely obsessed with what they're talking about as well. So who are you to say that that person's review isn't honest, right?
But also, you just make yourself look like a dickhead as well by doing that.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Because you're just putting down other people. So I think in her instance, like, and you know, like you, like, I do have the chance of picking brands that I want to work with and those that I don't want to work with. And I obviously only accept products that I really like, but I will never look at someone else and be like, oh, they only accepted that because of, you know, they're getting paid for it. But people like this, they tend to have that mindset. And I think unless she's got the respect for other influencers in her industry who are also doing the same thing, then I think that's why they're all going to come after her as well when she does something like this.
Yeah, Agreed. I do think that there's no need to put down other people in the same kind of field as you, or, you know, in the same game as you, to like think it's going to make you look any better or make yourself feel better about what you're doing. Like,
and you know, that extends to not even just the influencer world. In any career. Like, in any career. It's like me saying, oh, I'm the only, you know, media lawyer that you should talk to, or corporate lawyer that you should talk to. Everyone else is absolutely shit. Like, I would not even trust their opinion at all. They're just trying to take your money from you. You know, like, I'm just making myself look like an idiot. You know, don't discredit someone else in your industry or another, because there is so many people in the world. There is so many opportunities. Like, we will never be short of opportunities.
No, but not only that, like, sometimes people can just have different opinion and like something different to you. And, you know, one thing might work for them and they truly believe it, and one thing might work for you and that. And that's what you truly believe, and you can't understand how they can like the other thing, and they can't understand how you like your thing. But you know what? That it just is the way that it is, and there's plenty of room for that.
Yeah, I agree. And so I don't know what way this is going to go. Like, we're going to have to wait and see, because what she did last time was, I think, what was it? Like, she came out like 3 or 4 weeks later. Like, it took a really long time. Has she posted another video since this?
No. So she, the last time was when she said, oh, people who complain about, people who think being an influencer is easy have no fucking idea, because I just finished work. It's 5:30 or something, and I'm just eating now for the first time. And like, she's complained about basically being an influencer and saying that it's not that easy, and it's actually quite hard. And then people just came for her, like, you know, nurses who have 4 kids and are doing shift work, and, you know, people like that who actually fucking kill themselves.
No, but there's context to this, because the reason why they came after her was because people found screenshots of years ago when she commented under a makeup influencer's post or something
on Jaclyn Hill's YouTube video.
Yeah. And so people had found all the places where she had made narky comments underneath other influencers' posts, and they had screenshot all of that, being like, okay, well, a year ago you didn't think it was necessarily that hard. Like, and so they like ripped her a new one, basically. And again, it's another instance of, you know, putting down someone else just to make yourself feel better, and then it's come back to bite you.
Well, that was before she even had a platform of her own. So she was not an influencer. She was just a hater. And I think what's happened is, like, she's obviously 14 million followers on TikTok is massive, okay? Yeah. So she obviously never thought people would go back and find those comments. But not only that, I think Michaela has a little bit of a victim mentality.
Yeah, she definitely does have the victim mentality. And her coming back video was victim 101. I won't put it past her to come back with a victim video. I think the reason why the response will be a bit more timely is because it's a branded video. Like, it's a L'Oreal issue. So she's probably already in talks with the brand. They're probably trying to see what they can do, whether or not they're going to pull out of the deal. They're probably going back and forth in negotiations. So who knows when a response is going to come out, but I think it's going to be pretty structured.
I don't think L'Oreal at this point can come out of this. Like, this has been massive publicity for them. Like, this mascara, you can't find it. Everyone's bought it to use it and make a video, whether it's making a video to mock her or making a video to support her or making a video out of sheer curiosity. Like, L'Oreal couldn't have paid for this publicity even if they wanted to.
No. And you know what? Even to be honest with you, I tried to get it here. We actually can't get it here yet.
I knew you would have. I was waiting for you to come on today and say, I've got it.
No. I couldn't get my hands on it, but I'm working through it with people I know to see if I can get it. So stand by on that one. But yeah.
And can I just say, just to be clear, this is Michaela Nagoria. Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Not Michaela Tester. This is Michaela Nagoria. She's an American. Yes. She's 24. She's from Massachusetts, I think. So she's got like that New York, that accent. Yes. I don't even know if it's New York. No, it's like Boston or something. But like, she's that girl. She's not Michaela Tester. Okay, guys, now I feel like we've covered all we can on that. Like, there's no more information we have on the Michaela mascara saga. We have to wait and see what she's going to come out with, if she's going to apologize, how she's going to apologize, is she going to ignore it? Like, I cannot wait. I cannot tell you guys how I cannot wait for this, but I would love to hear from you guys. what do you think would be the right move for her to make? If she's going to apologize, what sort of an apology would you be willing to accept at this stage?
So that's a great question. What sort of apology would you guys be willing to accept? And I think the other thing is also, do you think this says something about like advertising? Because for example, yes, in Michaela's instance, she's used fake eyelashes, right? Or if she has, or if she hasn't, I think she has personally. But you know, with a lot of mascara ads, for example, they also use falsies. And then you have to look at the fine print to see that they're using falsies in that ad. Do you think that we should be dropping falsies full stop in mascara advertisements? Do you think that the honest review should always just be what the mascara looks like on an individual's personal lashes? Yes or no? I'd love to know.
This is also interesting because there was another TikToker who came out. She's worked for Maybelline for like 20 years. She's worked on every single lash campaign they've ever done. She said that they are not allowed to use fake lashes in any of their lash campaigns. And then she showed us how to use mascara to its full potential and how she gets the lashes in the Maybelline ads to look so like amazing.
The ones that I'm referring to are like magazine ads, right? And only in some instances they use falsies, but if they do use it, they mention it in the fine print. There's like an asterisk saying something like lashes have been exaggerated with the use of false lashes, you know, so they have to make it very clear. Do you think videos like this should also include a disclaimer? If someone is creating a short, sharp video, they don't want to mention it in the video, but they want to drop it into the caption to mention something like, I am using false lashes or something like that. Yeah. You know?
Or do you think it's just on us as the consumer and the audience to like know better and just to be able to tell? Like, do you think that's our problem or do you think it's something that should be disclosed?
Yeah. On the day that we go out with this episode, I'll put up a question box. We'll do a question box and we want to see what you guys think. So let us know what you think about it. We might even do some polls. But yes, we'd love to know what you think because we are so
into this. I can't wait. I want to know. Is anyone even willing to accept an apology at this stage? I don't know. I need to hear from you guys.
Surely she can't leave it for that long. Like, I reckon end of the week. Like, hopefully a week from
today. I don't. I think it's going to be like 2 weeks before we hear from her.
You reckon?
Well, we have to wait and see. Okay, now we've just finished talking about influencers promoting products, but we are at our favorite part of the podcast, the Chemist Warehouse Selects. And you know what, guys? Have we ever failed you on a Chemist Warehouse Select? Like, have we ever, ever mentioned something from Chemist Warehouse and you went and got it and you were disappointed? If we have, please let us know. Let's get into our selects because this select this week for me, it saved me because I have 2 inches of gray regrowth and not even my best friend believes me when I tell her how many gray hairs I have until she sees them. But like I have been going gray. Like I swear I started having gray hairs like after I was 16. I just started finding random gray hairs. And you know what? Being pregnant, I'm like super lazy. Like I don't get to hair and nail appointments. Like I'm just not doing that these days. For me to sit at a hair salon for like 4 hours, I can't do it. So my gray regrowth is at an all-time high, but I have been using the L'Oreal Paris Magic Retouch Temporary Root Concealer Spray. I get dark brown for myself. Now, the reason why this one is so good, I've used heaps of them, right? But this one, I sleep on a white pillowcase and it does not transfer onto my pillowcase. I'm literally going to show you guys. I'm going to take a photo of my pillowcase. I'm going to take a photo of my regrowth and I'm going to take a photo of how well this covers the regrowth. And my mum uses it too. Like we love it. But this one in particular is the one that I'm suggesting to you guys because there's no transfer. It doesn't transfer on my cream leather seats in the car. It doesn't transfer on my pillowcase.
Cute. I love that. Okay. Well, I this week I'm going to go with a lipstick. Okay. So this one's called Revlon Colorstay Suede Ink. That name is like such a tongue twister. Anyways, so the color that I'm going to tell everyone about is called Gut Instinct and it's like a matte long wear, really cool lipstick, right? But the reason why I'm saying this color is because it's actually a dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk. It's so good. But if anyone's used the Charlotte Tilbury Pillow Talk, you'd know like it's a bit more satiny. This one's more of a matte pillow talk, I would say. And the key with it, why I think it's so cool, is because I wore it to a lunch, so they had sent it to me. And I, at the end of it, was like, my lipstick hasn't moved. What the hell? Like, it doesn't transfer. There is like no transfer. And then I kind of looked into it, and it's because it's got this like primer in the formula that they've included. And so the formula stays on your lips for like 8 hours, and it creates this almost like stain-like finish. So you do actually feel like it's still on your lips, even though you would normally think it's probably wiped off. So yes, really good. It doesn't dry super matte, because I know like with matte lipsticks, like sometimes it literally by the end of it feels like you've got baby powder on your lips. Like it feels so yuck. This doesn't do that, which is why I found myself reaching for it. It's kind of like a creamy and suede matte like combination. Like it's a really, really cool lipstick. So yes, the color's called Gut Instinct. So yes, that's my product for this week.
Finding a long lasting lip product is like, there's nothing else quite like it. Like I recently found this long wearing lip liner at Ultra Beauty, and I am just like, now my life's complete. The planets have aligned.
The one by Garbo and Kelly?
Yes.
Oh, so good. They are such an underrated brand.
They're made in Korea. Like only the best of the best is made in Korea. Like I was just like, take my money. What else can I buy from them?
Yeah, no, I know. And long wear stuff is so hard to find. But when you find it, you realize why there are people who reach for it. And it is seriously a game changer. Like long wear product is a game changer.
All right, guys. So thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We really want to hear back from you guys on this topic. I feel like more than ever. So please get back to us on the socials. Let's have a discussion and let us know what you want to hear in the next episode.
We can't wait to talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.